and I'm sure many of you know this, we're at that time of year when county fairs are in full swing. I, for one, go for the corn dogs and also that game where you try and squirt water from a water pistol into a small hole. But some people go for old-fashioned demolition derbies where drivers deliberately smash their cars into each other. Frank Morris from member station KCUR says that's a sport that might be running out of gas.
At the fair in Franklin County, Kansas, last weekend, the Midway wasn't really the main attraction.
Hey, welcome everybody to the, I think this is a demolition derby, isn't it?
Battered, souped-up cars bash each other to pieces in the arena. Last one moving on its own power wins. Fans packed into the stands cheer every savage blow. This steel equivalent of blood sport draws a passionate following. And drivers like John Green say it is deeply addictive.
I don't know. Just nothing better. A lot of people say they would do it, but until you get in there and do it, you never know the real feeling.
Green agrees to give me a taste of the real feeling, letting me ride shotgun in his armored, apocalyptic-looking Crown Vic. Exhilarating as all this is, only a handful of cars face Green in the arena, about one-tenth as many as decades ago.
Another year, then it's over. At least for around here, there's not enough people to keep it going.
The problem is widespread. Out in Rock Springs, Wyoming, George Preach had been running a demolition derby for 36 years. This summer, he had to call it quits.
The last 3 or 4 years, yeah, I was basically on life support. We just couldn't get any drivers, interested in running the derby.
To understand what's destroying smaller demo derbies and why people care, you have to go back to a hot evening 2 days before the Franklin County Fair. Sparks are flying, curses too, in this backyard in Wellsville, Kansas, where a group of friends toil over the hulk of a steel-laden monster.
This car doesn't have a drive shaft, brakes, motor, tranny, radiator, needs bumper shocks, leaf spring clamps. It'll run Saturday.
Brett Palmer, an old hand at demo derby, says there's an arms race of sorts underway. Drivers are fortifying their cars with mounds of steel, even up to $20,000 worth of high-end parts. So money is becoming a barrier. Time is another one. Building a state-of-the-art derby car can take months and often requires help from skilled, resourceful friends like Shelby Miller.
It's having fun with family and friends. I would say that's it's a hobby. I mean, this is what we do. This is our lives.
Like most people in demo derby, Miller's got a family history. Her mom and dad derby, so did her brother. In fact, her brother's name is Derby. But this lifestyle's raw material is getting scarce. A huge jump in scrap metal prices has sent thousands of heavy 70s cars to the crusher.
They're not making cars like they used to either. There's a lot of plastic on cars, aluminum on cars, and they'll just shrivel up like a pop can.
Pained at watching their sport crumple, some demo derby promoters are trying a major reboot. It's called Hobo Class.
The little guy can do it. It don't cost $20,000 to build a car.
Hugh Griggs, another veteran driver, says lightly modified hobo cars are ready almost as soon as you kick out the glass. These heaps chug around the arena spraying steam and dragging broken parts. Griggs says it's old school to a point.
Like the car I'm driving, it's made in the 90s. It's not half as tough as an older car made in the 70s, so I have to drive it. You know, and I can't hit real hard with it.
Meantime, the feature heat is underway, and John Green is savagely pummeling half a dozen other highly modified cars. Inside Green's car, it is intense. I'm bouncing all over the raw steel cabin, trying to hold on, as scared as I've been in years, until the car is knocked cold. It may look like the sport is headed for a wall, but these builders and drivers are resourceful. Some will drive in high-end national derbies. Others will just compete with whatever they can find in the junkyard, even after all the 70s land yachts long since been demolished. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.